April 1988, and Molly is here for a visit, and we have some old photographs. We'll be recounting the family history while looking over the photographs.
And I'm here too.
Liz is here, and this is John we're going to speak with, and this is Molly, who will begin telling us about one of these old photos.
Well, hi, I'm first of all looking at the photo of Vi's mother and father's wedding day. The wedding group in 1893, and it's quite a large wedding group because there's quite a big family. I think I'll start with my grandma, Maggie Margaret.
So that's Vi's mother?
Yes, Vi's mother. She had a very hard childhood because I think it was not too long after the Irish famine when they were in Dublin, and Maggie's mother, Huzzy, and this unusual name Huzzy, they were Protestants in Dublin, which is unusual, where it's mostly Catholic, and I believe the origin was Huguenots who escaped the Inquisition and came over. And in Maggie's family, there was the oldest sister, Annie, who got married and had only one child. There was Maggie next, that's by his mother, who had nine children, and Fan, or Frances, or Fanny, who had two children. And when her husband died, she went to pieces, and my grandma, although she had nine children, took in Fanny's children as well, two more. Plus, she took in the mother, who lived very much as a recluse, but was an enormous help. They were dressmakers. My grandma was a dressmaker, and her mother was a dressmaker. And she used to, with nine children, if you could make the clothes, it was a big help. And they came over from... the father deserted them. He was one of the Irish who fled from the terrible situation in Ireland and was going to send for his wife and four children, because there was a brother, George, as well. There's George.
And was he the oldest?
I don't know. Right. I've never heard much about George, whereas I can remember Aunt Fan and Aunt Annie. It was supposed to be such a disgrace in those days for a husband to have deserted you that the children all thought he had died. And the mother couldn't support them well enough, and they were all put into care, into orphanages, where they were quite badly treated, having to have cold baths. Yes.
But Maggie was put into care?
She was one of the ones.
So how old was she?
Well, when she was 13, and her older sister Annie must have been 15, and Fanny about 11, and George, I'm not sure where he comes in the family, they all went over to England, and Maggie worked as a dressmaker, and how she met my grandpa, I don't know, Ernest Robert. Well, now I'll start on the other side of the family, the Johnsons. The old grandpa, it was my great-grandpa, Vi's grandpa, Johnson, was very, very strictly religious. He was much adored by his children. He wasn't one of those stern Victorian fathers who punished, but he was just so dreadfully disappointed if anybody let him down. It was such a disgrace to not go to church. And Sundays were dominated from morning till night by church.
Was it Protestant?
Yes, Holy Trinity Church. Actually, it was the church...
Anglican then?
Yes. It was the church I always went to. The old grandpa's wife, whose name I don't know, her first name, but apparently she just went her own way on Sundays, would read novels and do all these wicked things and go to a different church and have things completely her own way.
And had they died when you were little, or can you remember them?
They had both died. Yeah. I can't remember them at all.
She has a wicked book on her face.
She does, doesn't she? Whereas the other grandma looks like a recluse, doesn't she? She looks as if she's had a really hard time, yes, very
and
withdrawn.
And sort of dark clothing.
Yes.
I guess if she said that her husband had died,
she stayed in mourning.
Black.
Stayed in mourning like Queen Victoria did all her life. Now, in that family, there were...
How did everyone find out that he hadn't died?
Well, I think it was admitted years later that as children they were told he had died.
And did he ever write, or did...
I think they lost contact completely. He just went to America and never sent for them. He was just a deserting husband. It gave them all a very hard... I mean, times in Ireland in those days were terribly hard times. Well, in... the Johnson family, the oldest, I think there were 8 children, the oldest of which was this Aunt Lina, who never married, and she became very deaf, but she was the only one of the several girls who was independent enough to get a job.
Mm.
And she got a job as a secretary, I think, something quite unusual in those days. And then there was Ernest. He was Ernest Robert. This is his wedding to Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 9 children. And then...
And what was his job?
Well, he was a builder, you see. The father, the vice-grandpa, it was Johnson and Sons.
Right.
And the business actually had to support a lot because... It was the father, my grandpa, and Uncle Sid, the youngest in the family. When he was old enough, he joined. But it also had to support all the unmarried daughters, except for Aunt Lina, all these unmarried daughters, and my grandpa's 9 children.
Mm.
So it really had to support a lot.
Mm.
And then... The other ones that she took in, the other 2.
And then she took in Fanny's children, yes, and her own mother.
Mm.
How she fitted them in, I really don't know. I think they used to sleep 3 in a bed.
Yeah, were all the 9 children still at home when she took in these other extra ones, or did they sort of
roll in somewhere? They were much the same age, yeah. So they stayed in. And poor Aunt Fan... She married a pub owner as a second husband. He was a funny little man named, I think, Joey. And she said, I married Joey for a roof. And she became an alcoholic.
Oh, God.
But I can remember her. And I can remember Aunt Annie, who was looked upon as a shrew, but she was certainly very fierce and strict with her only child, Connie. And she managed never to take in anybody.
That would not have been like that.
No. And Uncle Reg is the one who has written all the... You can learn quite a lot about their family when you read these a Victorian Sunday and a Victorian Family.
Mm.
And he was very, very bright. And so they pushed him as far as they could in his education.
Which one? I mean, he's there.
Yes.
How does he relate?
He's the younger brother.
Aunt Ethel, I knew her very well. She's one of the younger daughters.
He's Vi's uncle.
Yes, Uncle Reg. And Uncle Reg, he was very successful in business life, but he married Aunt Enid. I never met Uncle Reg. They lived in Manchester. But he was very unlucky over his children. They had an only son who, when his teens, died of TB, and so they adopted a boy who they poured all kinds of love and affection into, and he died too. And after that, Aunt Enid became very odd. She joined the Christian Science Church and was quite sure she could get in contact with the son. And would, she used to talk about, that she appeared, you know, she led her life quite sort of naturally. But when she was going to decide on anything, even buying an umbrella, she said, I'll just find out what the gang thinks.
Oh,
and she'd talk to people who weren't even there. It was really weird. And yet she wasn't certifiable or anything. I mean, she carried on. Yes, I expect she would be today. But everybody, you know, she was a Moy and Alan and various members of the family used to love to go and stay with Aunt Enid and Uncle Red. And they took it in their stride that Aunt Enid would ask the gang what she should cook.
The gang suggested something that wasn't on.
Yes. Even whether what choice of umbrella to buy.
Was there an occasion you remember the umbrella?
No, I remember Moy telling about this. Right. Moy coming back from a holiday, because they used to go for a holiday to Manchester and then up into the Lake District. It was a good vantage point.
And did they have just the two boys?
Well, they're one of their own who died and the adopted one who died.
And
yes.
His job, you're saying?
Was Vickers Armstrong, so he was very successful financially.
That's Reg.
Yes, Reg.
Whereas
Ernest all stayed as a builder. And the family were all very long lived except for Vi's father, who had a stroke when he was 50. And that was a slight stroke. He went back to work, but then at 52 he had a stroke that left him completely paralyzed for 2 years. He couldn't talk. And I can remember him, my memories of him. Yes, he died when I was 2 and a half, but I can remember him. I can remember being taken to Richmond, because we lived in Dorston then, and by lifting me up and saying, kiss poor Grandpa, and he'd be lying there immobilized. And she was always so thankful that I wasn't frightened.
Yeah.
Yes.